The ugly specter of anti-Semitism was on display in Iran this week. It should send a shudder up and down your spine and send a warning to the world that this disease has not been eradicated and threatens world peace. You're listening to Longitude. It's Thursday, December 14th, 2006. I'm Darris McNeely. Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, hosted an eclectic gathering of scholars, Orthodox rabbis, and Holocaust deniers in an international conference in Iran. The purpose was to debate whether or not the Holocaust of World War II that killed more than 6 million Jews really did occur. That one of history's most documented stories could even be questioned in such a setting shows the bizarre and unworldly mindset of the Iranian leader and his government. Ahmadinejad has repeatedly questioned the Holocaust as part of his continuing rant against the State of Israel and its main supporter, the United States. He told conference attendees, quote, "Just as the Soviet Union was wiped out and today does not exist, so will the Zionist regime soon be wiped out." End of quote. This conference highlights Iran's position as a source of instability across the Middle East today. Iran is behind the Shiite unrest in Iraq and is well known to be the real power between the terrorist group Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. The recommendations of the recent Iran study group include approaching Iran as a partner in reaching a peace settlement in Iraq and the Palestinian territories, that Iran could be a serious partner in reaching an equitable solution for Jews and Arabs in the region strains reality. This leader, and you have to conclude that he represents a dominant view among Iran's ruling religious clerics, speaks clearly, consistently, and dogmatically about a world under Islamic law. And that is a world without Jews and Americans or anyone else who fails to submit to the teachings of Allah and his one prophet, Muhammad. Anti-Semitism is still very much alive in Europe, the scenes of the Holocaust. Synagogues have been attacked, Jewish cemeteries desecrated, and some Jews have been murdered by angry Muslim immigrants. The situation is so bad in France that many French Jews have purchased second homes in Israel should the situation ever become intolerable. Government leaders are quick to deny the problem or to denounce the random acts of violence. Germany has specific laws making it illegal to deny the Holocaust. This week, German Chancellor Angela Merkel was quick to issue a repudiation of the conference in Tehran. Germany is very sensitive to its world image on this matter and has taken tangible measures to atone for its, quote, departure from civilization, as it calls the Holocaust. On a trip to Berlin last September, I visited a Holocaust memorial near the site of Hitler's chancellery in the heart of the city. It is a stark reminder of what can happen when evil drives out reason and logic from a people. Could the world see another eruption of violence against a group who hold distinct religious views, as do the Jewish people? It's an interesting question, and it's interesting to see what Bible prophecy says about this. In Revelation chapter 12 is the story of a woman who gives birth to a child and subsequently is persecuted by a dragon. These are symbols for the church, Jesus Christ, and Satan the devil. After Satan is cast out of heaven, in Revelation 12, we see that he persecutes the church, which is supernaturally protected. You can read that in verses 13 through 16. The last verse of the chapter shows us what to watch for in the future. Now, let me quote. It says, "And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." That's Revelation 12, verse 17. Here is a prophecy of violent persecution on a group who keep God's law and faithfully follow the deepest teachings of Christ. This persecution goes beyond one ethnic group to attack a spiritual group bound together by the Holy Spirit into the Church of God. The time is coming when the world will witness a different type of Holocaust than that seen last century in Europe. At the heart of such persecution is man's hatred of God. Anti-Semitism is merely an expression of mankind's hatred of God and anything that reminds him of what God requires of his creation. The law given at Sinai, the Ten Commandments, embodies what God expects of humanity, and the age-long hatred of the Jews reflects that deep-seated feeling against that law. The Jews, being descended from Judah, one of Judah's 12 sons, are the only remnant of ancient Israel retaining any of the elements that identify them as a tribe of the ancient people of Israel. The seventh-day Sabbath, Saturday, is a critical key to that identity. Try telling your neighbor that they should be keeping the true Sabbath on Saturday as a means of worshiping the true God, and see what kind of reaction you receive. To the Church of God in Rome, the Apostle Paul summarized the problem of all humanity, and it's this: God is not in the knowledge base of this world. Notice what he wrote in Romans, quote, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." That's Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 21. Behind the dark shadow of anti-Semitism lies a fundamental hatred of God and his ways, and that is speaking of the true God and his true way. Those who seek to keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ should watch and take heed. That which happens to the Jew first can happen to others. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.